Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer and comedian Emily Winter. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please, if you are having a good time listening, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, and one other wonderful thing you can do to support me and the pod is to buy my book. It's a trivia book called One Day Smarter. It makes a perfect grab bag gift book for anyone for the holidays. I would say anyone 12 and older, maybe a little younger if they know about SEX. You know, it's not a book full of swear words. I'm just babbling now. I'm gonna keep this in. It's not a book full of swear words, it's not a book full of sexy information, but it does, as they say on This American Life, acknowledge the existence of sex. But beyond that, I think it makes a great gift for anyone. So, my book just came out. It's called One Day Smarter. It's hilarious random information to uplift and inspire, and I hope you get it wherever you like to get your books. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have Bridget Mule. Bridget, welcome to the pod.
Hello.
Okay, so I don't even know where to start with you because you are extremely sensitive and have a million stories, and I am so excited because I do feel like one thing that I love is that a lot of the people on this podcast, you know, have one experience or two experiences in their lives, and I barely have experiences, but because I don't feel I'm sensitive at all. So it's like really exciting for me to meet somebody who just, this happens all the time. They just are ghosts and spirits. So tell me about you and why you're like this and what has happened to you.
That's a great question. You should talk to my therapist for that one. But what is it? How do I explain? I'm just so sensitive. I feel like from when I was younger, I feel like I was like tuning in to like even different like lives. You know what I mean? Like different existence. Like I would be having like deja vu all the time. I was like, I've been here, right? So I was already like in tune to that. I must have said some things when I was younger because everyone in my family like solemnly swears, like always believes me when I tell them like when things like this happen. Oh, you know, wow. Like, so I don't know what I said when I was younger, but like, I know that they believe me though. Like, so I'll be like, and like, I have crazy things happen in my dreams of spirits. Like I'll be able to tell from people's houses that there's like a spirit in there and I'll see it from my dream. I'm not even kidding. Like I have that, like, it's like crazy. I'll like tell you about it. Yeah. Your face. You're like, what?
That's but, amazing. Like,
but it's like, I'm able to like tune into that. And then like, sometimes like learning the balance of the people who accept it and are open and into it versus the other people who are like super spooked out and scared. And they're like, witch, demon, bruja, get away from me. How do I explain? It's if people don't believe you, it's like kind of like wasting your voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's been times I've like tried to help and tell people and it's almost like me throwing dust to the wind to put it back in my own eyeballs, right?
So what's like, a specific like thing, like dream that you've had where you wanted to warn somebody about what happened, what was going to happen to them?
Or actually, you may tell you something that just happened last night, which was spooky. Okay, so the other night, like the other day, so one of the people in like the house apartment that I'm in, somebody moved out, right? And so, you know, just little me, curious little kitty cat, just was like, oh, I just want to see like how big their bathroom is, how big their, you know, like they have tall ceilings, like be cute, right? Like, just scope out, like, oh, do they have a better size apartment, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, whatever. Innocent, close the door, go back to my space. Then I had a dream last night of this. I was in the space. It was me watching myself and this huge, like tall spirit was watching me like investigate like his space. And then when I went upstairs, he couldn't come into my home because I've like prayed and I have so much protection over my house and like my apartment space that he like was trying to shake the door and he couldn't come into my space. But it was showing me about like my locks and being like, I can't come in. You have locks here.
Wow. This is a very, very similar story happened in my own family where, it was like grandmother had that same dream. And then like her brother died the next day like after three nights of like this demon trying to get into her, and she kept dreaming of this like sort of demon creature trying to get into her place, but it was locked. Yeah. Like couldn't get, you know, it was locked. And then, yeah. And then on the third night, the demon left and her brother was dead, died in his sleep. So
holy moly.
It's very like similar. Yeah. Oh my God.
And that stuff's real. Like, I feel like, why would I make that up? You know what I mean? Like, why would I, like, how could I see myself from an outside perspective and like in another realm? Like, I had this one, actually, this one's super spooky. So I used to live in Hawaii for a bit because I had to have a break from New York. And I was like, I need a break. You know what I mean? Yeah,
absolutely. So
totally understandable. And so I moved to Hawaii and I was babysitting this kid. And in my dream, there was like this like demonic like spirit that was like trying to grab at the kid. And I got like super primal in my dream. And I was like, get away from my baby. I was like totally trying to like push him away from the little kid. And then he pushed me out of the dream. Like I woke up and I was like, oh, and it was so spooky. And I was like, and I just kept on thinking, oh my gosh, whatever that thing is, send it to the ground. Like wherever it came from, I don't want it to bother the little boy I watch. Right. Yeah. And that's all I kept on repeating. I couldn't sleep that night. I was like, send it to the ground. Right. So then 3 weeks later, cause this was like a date night babysitting one, right. That I went back to their house. The GPS kept on going off. It was like so strange. Like I was like, I've been to this place. Like, why is it trying to reroute me? Having dinner with this little boy, I started telling him and I was like, yeah, it was so hard for me to get to your place. And I was like, he's like, oh yeah, they were trying to stop you from seeing me. And I was like, what?
Oh my gosh. So then what did
and
you
I,
say?
No, and then I was like, I said, I saw something in my dream that I feel like it was bothering you. Was anything bothering you? And he goes, yeah, it used to be in the house, but it recently just went to the ground. It can't come into the yard anymore. It went to the ground. It can't come into our property. And I was like, I literally told him, I was like, I literally did that for you. Cause I saw it and I described it. He goes, yup, that's exactly what was bothering me. It was like a spirit bothering this little kid. And I was like able to see it in my dream and then like send it to the ground because it was like, cause it, you know, it's a
go to
kid.
A ground. Like, is that like a phrase you've used before?
No, never. Okay. But I don't know why it was like something in me, like send it to the ground, whatever it is, like earth it out, like stay away from the little boy I watch. Like you're not allowed in the property, like keep away. He's like, yep, it doesn't go in. But the thing about it is most parents don't believe kids, right?
Right.
Kids will say things. Yeah, sure. Whatever. I believe them. I'm like, yo, show me where, what closet? I'll get you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like right there. I'm like, all right. I come in with like a broom and I'm like, let's get this. Like, I'm like ready. Like, cause that's what the kid needs. You know what I mean? But also I can see it too. So it's like even trippier. Cause I'm like, yo, I believe you. You're not making it up.
Right.
You just need someone to believe in you. And I was like, yo, I see it too. It's mad spooky. Ugh. Had long fingers and shit. I was like, ugh. And then he was able, yo, I was having like something bother me where I slept. And he goes, there's a thing that's on your ceiling and it bothers you at night. And I was like, oh my God, that is so true. Cause I would get scared at this place where we would live. And I was like, I feel like something's watching me, but it's not like a normal side watching, but it's like messing with the bed.
He told you when you were babysitting him, like, I think that there's something watching you.
Yeah. Yo, he tuned into it. I'm not even kidding. Cause like, this, and like, because it's like so open and honest and you're like genuinely believing someone like, yo, and he described it. He's like, this is what it's doing. He goes, because you're so bright that they can see you. And so they try to bother you because they can see you. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice, but stop.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But so it was like
acknowledging your power, basically that you have totally. Like, you're very sensitive.
Yeah. And then that moment I told him, I was like, it was so cute. I was like, if you ever need me, just tune into me. Cause that's what I was able to do to you. And then I was like, then I started getting all like quantum physics. And I'm like, this is a 4-year-old, relax. relax, girl, relax.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. And he's like, well, if you ever need to call in to me, I'll call in the captain. And I was like, thanks, boo. You're so good. You know what I mean? Like,
so it was just sweet.
Yeah.
That's adorable. Do you still keep in touch with that kid?
No, I don't. But I know in my heart, you know, quantum physics, we're right there.
Yeah. You can get him if you need to. So this seems to be like a pattern where you have dreams that are really predictive. So when did that start and how many times did that happen? Just like billions?
Oh my gosh, so many. I didn't realize I've been lucid dreaming like all my life.
You just innately knew how to do it?
Yeah, well, you know what it was? I didn't realize, like, to me, I had a different definition of what I thought lucid dreaming was. I thought lucid dreaming meant I'm in an empty space and I'm like bippity boppity boo. And I'm like creating things, right? Mm-hmm. Versus of lucid dreaming is actually just the awareness of being in a dream. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm always aware in a dream. Like, what are you doing? I'm always aware. Like, because what I would do is try to remember stuff in the dream and remember, like, say if numbers showed up or whatever, mm-hmm. and to remember it. So in the morning when I would wake up, I could look it up to see what the code was or like what that like translated as. So I would like force myself to remember in the dream. And I didn't realize I was lucid dreaming the whole time.
Have you ever, so I also can see numbers in dreams and I've heard that that's not possible. And it's absolutely possible, but I don't know what to do with the numbers that I see in dreams. So what do you like?
I look up angel numbers.
What?
I look up angel numbers. So whatever the number is, right? Uh-huh. So if it's a like 2347 example, right? I don't know what that number is. Or you could do like, 4747 or whatever the number is. Or if it's a street address or something you see, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, huh, because it is rare. That is rare. You know, like most people can't see words and they can't see numbers in dreams, but that means like you're a creative person. So of course you can, you know, like you're tuning in.
I've had a lot of practice. I sleep so much. I am a fully grown adult who loves sleeping. So I think I just got really good at sleeping because I like decided to go to sleep instead of having kids in my 30s. Yeah. And I don't know. I think part of it is honestly practice.
Oh yeah. But I think the thing is that when you wake up and remember it, then you can look up the angel numbers of it and seeing if it's like trying to tell you something.
So an angel number. So like, for example, last night I had a dream where I saw the number 108. So what do I?
Okay. Yeah. 108 angel number. But if you think about it, 108. And if you crunch the numbers together in numerology, there's no numbers bigger than 9, 0 to 9. Right. Okay. And so that would be a 9. Okay. Like if you think about it in like all things, but it's like 1 forever. 8 is usually infinity. And then 1 is like connectedness depending on.
This is a good thing. They're like,
Let's hear it. What's your 108?
Okay. Well, angel number 108 is the message of support and encouragement from your angels. That you only think positive. Are they all this nice?
Yeah. Usually sometimes they're like, usually fives usually are about like change and transformation, but that's okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But
dang. Yeah. So what are my angels? Who are these? Who are these people?
Yeah, there's lots of them. Actually, you want to hear something? This is actually cool and spooky and totally is in the vibe of you, right? So you can ask for it. So this one time I was in a steam room, right? And I was just having a really tough day. And I was just super sad, depressed, all the, you know what I mean? Like I was like, everything in life sucks beyond. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in a steam room. And usually they go off after like, say 5-10 minutes, right? Like the steam goes off, then it waits. And then it like comes back on again. And I was in there and it just happened to be no one else was there. It was just me. And I was like, I had like a full breakdown, like in the steam room. And like, I was just like, do I even have anybody watching me or protecting me? Like, please, like, just help me out. Like, I need some guidance. God, yo, help a sister out. So I was like in there, like, so sad. And all this steam, it doesn't stop going for over 20 minutes. And then I look up and there's all these figures in steam. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're all my guardians and like angels, like watching over me. And my dumb ass is thinking like, everything sucks and I have no one who loves me and cares about me. And they're just like, honey, we're right here. Like, we're just in a different form, you know?
Wow, that is so sweet and encouraging and not, I feel like the way most people live their lives, because I do think most people think that they're alone, you know?
No,
and that's just that's like what we go about our day thinking, and maybe that's not true, you know?
No, there's so many, like, you have so many guardians, like, watching out for you, like, even of, like, even when shitty things happen, even like things that you think are annoyances or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're like, oh, I forgot to turn off the faucet.
Yeah.
And that would have overflowed and then ruined the wood or whatever, you know?
Flooded your home. Yeah.
Totally.
I feel like you have, you're such an authority. So I'm going to ask you another silly question. So I have number dyslexia. So what do you?
Oh my gosh, about? You too!
Really?
I have dyslexia too. High five! Fours and sevens get crazy. Oh my gosh!
I always mix up my numbers, so I'm wondering when you see a number in your dream, do you feel like the number dyslexia applies? Because should I be looking up 801 or 180 or something instead of 108?
No, actually, you know what? I've never had that happen either. I've never had like a dyslexic from like usually. In real life and real realm, I do, but not ever in dream realm. I always feel like it's like very clear.
Oh, do you see the actual numbers backwards rather than, because I just invert, like I've always inverted numbers, like 108 would either be 801 or 180.
Yeah, I'll do that too. I'll totally do that.
So what if some of my angels are trying to tell me 801 and my dyslexic ass brain is like 108?
I fully believe that it wouldn't be confusing for
you. So we're
not
dyslexic in dreams.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if it's a message that they know that they can get across from you, they're going to give you the right number to make sure that, like, there's no way. Like, if there's confusion, then it's not, like, of a good source. Right.
Like, okay.
It's very concise and you're like, got it.
Great.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Very fun for me. Yeah. Also, I think like maybe pieces of your brain get turned off and turned on in dreams. And it's just like how blind people can see in dreams.
Well, maybe the thing about it is like, you think about dyslexia as a human thing, right? Uh-huh. So that means like our brains are actually made for a language that doesn't exist, which means we're cooler. Sorry, suckers, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying like language is made up by humans to understand like thoughts and ideas of like not killing each other. So it's like telepathy, right? Like the universal real language of like body language and telepathy and like sound waves and everything like that exists. You're not like that. There's no language. You can feel it, you know, like it's like a blend. It's an absorption. Like, it's not like arbitrary, like, words and letters, like that's like human, like feelings, like planet stuff, you
it's
know,
the energy of doing stand-up comedy, which is something that you can't, it's intangible and it's completely. So clearly there. And
yeah.
Great. So tell me another one of your personal stories.
Oh, I had one that was super scary. So in Hawaii, I was driving to work early in the morning. I full on thought I just hit a boy on a bicycle. I screamed like, because I had to go to work really early in the morning and like super 5 o'clock in the morning, right? Type early. And I full on was driving, making this intersection, turning to right. And I thought I hit a boy. I screamed. Oh, I stopped the car. I screeched. Like, I was like, oh my God, like I was dying. And there was nothing there. And I was like, what the fucking fuck?
Did you feel it on your car?
Yeah. No, I just like felt it like through me. Like, I felt like I just hit a child on a bicycle. And I like felt, I've never, like, that's a weird, you know what I mean? Like, very specific feeling.
Yeah.
And I just remember being so shooken up by it. And then to the point that day, I looked up any car accidents on that intersection. And there was a little boy riding a bicycle and got hit by a car there. And I swear, like, I was like, so like upset, but it was like, he was in a loop, you know? And I was sensitive enough to be like going through his loop.
Oh my God.
And I was like impacted by his loop of like trauma that hadn't been healed, or, you know, like he hadn't like released it yet.
What do you do when something like that? I mean, do you try to help him?
Like, there's times too, but then also like you have to realize that like I have to protect myself too, because it's like I have so many things coming at me at different times that it's like, that's why like I have to like protect myself, because like I will be spiritually tormented.
So this has been all your life that you've had this sort of ability. But you've only gradually gotten to like figure out what it means and how to use it, right?
Yeah, but I feel like it's one of those things of finding the layers of who to communicate to it and not. I feel like that's like the thing is, it's like, especially like when I've gone in people's houses and I see stuff or feel stuff and I'm like, oh, something scary over there. And I just sound like that's like a terrifying thing. Like, no, I want someone coming to their house being like, your corner scares
me. Right. It's something in your house is haunted. Yeah.
No, like, that's like the worst thing. Like I'm not like the person people are like, oh my gosh, graciously tell us, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, can I tell you something? And usually it's, people are usually pretty gracious. Not always. Some people get scared, but some people are like, oh, thank you. Sometimes it's like they had a sixth sense of it too.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't brave enough or felt like convicted enough to speak up.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh good, somebody else said it.
Yeah. Wow. So when was the last time that something like that happened to you?
Oh, just like 2 weeks ago. Like, I have things like this happen to me all the time. So I was in the house, I babysit now, right? I'm only there 2 days a week. But the one night I was like, they have this like statue. And it's like beautiful. It's like a beaded African statue. And I was like, oh, it's so cool. And it's like in a like nice platform. And I was just like sitting on their couch and I just felt like it was like the short spirit with like a rounded out head, like with a mask on, like walking up and down like the way. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. And I just remembered like seeing it and I was like, no, okay, like it's there, but it knows I'm here, so we're both okay, right? Okay. Like we're both like protecting. Like it didn't feel like bad or anything. It just felt like a protecting one. And I asked the kids about it and he was like, the little boy was like, I was like, do you see or feel anything? He's like, yeah. And I said, okay, well, describe it to me, because like, I'm not going to tell them any details, cause I don't want to like filter their brain.
Yeah.
And it be like biased, you know? Yeah. So he's like, it's short and it has like a rounded head. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, it's like a little bit taller than me. And I was like, yo, it was like a little protector. Yeah. And then I told the mom about it so she was aware. And she was like, thank you for telling me. She like believes me. But it was funny because like when I first started working with them, out of nowhere, the little baby at the time, she was 1.5, just like looks over and got like really scared. Like, and like clung on to me. And I was like, I got super primal. And I was like, nothing's welcome in this house. This is for my baby. Like totally like that kind of energy. And then it was like totally fine. But then I hadn't, from the pandemic, I hadn't been there for over a year, you know? And so then I saw like another spirit there. And that was like a protector one.
So basically, do you think that there's spirits everywhere that we go everywhere we are?
Yeah, totally. I just think our culture, like the Western culture, isn't as open to it as the Eastern culture. Mm-hmm. I feel like Eastern culture, you can talk to people and they're like, oh yes, my grandpa, he hangs out with me all the time. Like,
yeah,
like very casual about it. They're like, yeah, of course, like our ancestors are around us. Like it's like they want to even think twice about it.
Right.
Like, I remember working for this one family and the dad was like, isn't every house haunted? And I was like, that's a great point.
I mean, the ratio of people who have died to people who are alive is crazy skewed in the dead people.
Yeah.
That makes sense. How? So do you ever, do kids ever get scared when you're babysitting them and you tell them there's
a ghost? Feel safe. I feel like they feel very safe there. There was this one, actually, this is so weird. The bookshelf, it was like this big sound. It was like, and I was like, what the fucking fuck? And I was like, all like investigating, like, oh, is something fall back there? Like, you know what I mean? Is there a speaker? And I always noticed that the little girl, when she would wake up from her nap, she would always be staring at like the left corner of the room. Mm-hmm. And be screaming at it. And I was like, oh, I don't like that. And so like, I remember this baby is like 2-3 months old. I was like, okay, so tell the mom, hey, just to let you know, I heard the sound off the bookshelf. Your daughter, every time she wakes up from a nap, she's always looking at the left-hand corner. She's screaming. I think there's like some form of spirit in the house. It's like, and she's sensitive enough to see it, you know, like just a heads up. This is what's happening.
What did the mom say in this case?
She was just like, oh, okay. But the baby, the 3-month-old baby, smiled and then pointed at me and put her finger out like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, was like, so happy. Like, oh, she spoke up for me.
You're like,
oh, baby.
You're like validating small children all over the place.
Yeah. It's so interesting because they're like, oh my gosh, like, oh, she's saying it for me.
Do you think that's why you're drawn to kids? I mean, clearly you've worked with a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think like, that, and it's also, it's money, girl.
Yeah.
Like, yes, of course, I love them. I'm definitely a protector of them. But I do need to have a roof over my head and food in my stomach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever babysat for a family that was, like, the parents were pretty upset by you telling them something like this?
No, because I don't feel like I feel like I have enough common sense to realize not to tell those ones.
Yeah. Have you ever been afraid of any spirits or anything?
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding me? Like, super afraid. I actually had a friend who gave me advice and I was like, that's a great point. I said, I always get scared because when they try to talk to me, because I'm always like, it's one thing like I'll be touched, but I have like stories of that too, like things touch me and like try to hug me and grab me and like try to get my attention. But you're like, oh my god, but
no, I'm like, this is so much, this is so wild.
Yeah, but it's like they touch me and it's like when they started talking, I think that was the thing that really, like, I leaned away from it because it was like, I don't know what this means. What do you know? Like, this is already a weird thing. Comedy's already weird too. You know what I mean? Like, more things
that are freaky, you know? And not quote unquote normal. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just more, let's add more things. And so, I had a friend who actually gave me this advice and he was like, why don't you ask questions back? And I was like, that's a great point. Like, why don't you like be brave and ask something back? Like, and maybe you'll get an answer. And actually I did once. There's one, I like would get scared in my old bedroom because I was like, oh, something can feel me. And then I was like, be brave. And I was like, you have to be brave. And I was like, who am I supposed to help next? Actually. And that's what I asked. I said, who am I supposed to help next? Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
And I heard this name, Galen. And I was like, Galen, what the fuck? I never heard no name ever of that name ever in my life. Never. Very like, that's not a name you hear, especially one that whispers to you. Right. And
was it audible? Like, was it whispering inside your head? Or do you think that like somebody else?
No, it was audible.
Okay.
Like it was definitely audible.
Okay.
And it was like Galen. And I said, okay, when am I going to meet this person? In a month. Okay. Right. And then I don't remember the other questions, but that's what I remember. And it was like, I was like put under like a sleeping spell under that, after that, because I woke up 14 hours later.
Whoa.
I was like, yo, what the fuck happened last night? Like, I totally forgot. And I just like forced myself. I laid in bed and I like meditated about it. And I was like, something happened to me last night, but I can't remember what. Yeah. And I like had to like remember talking to it, you know? And it was crazy because I got, I drew out this tattoo. I'm like covered in tattoos, but like I have these two tattoos, right? Mm-hmm. And they're Egyptian Atlantean ring protection ring symbols, right? Because it's a cool, like the guy excavator, it's like a whole nerd thing, but it protects you, right? And so I went to this random tattoo shop. I was like, whatever, it's a simple design. They can't mess it up. It's like super simple. Like they literally can't mm-hmm. mess it up. And so I go to the shop, I start talking to this guy, and he's like, oh, okay, here, I'll get you the guy who will do it. Oh, this is Galen. And I was like,
is what? This like a month later?
This was 2 weeks later. He said within a month. And it was 2 weeks later. And I was like, holy fucking shit. And then I told him about it. And he was like, oh my gosh, we actually have matching tattoos of like, I'm Ah and he's Chu. Like Ah Chu. And we have him in our elbows. We're so stupid.
Because of this? Because of this bonding?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because of like this heart of bonding, you know?
Yeah.
And he felt safe because he had experiences like how I have too before. And he's never had anybody ever to speak to about. And he always felt like alone and mm-hmm. like a freak about it. And like, it was never validated. He was that kid that parents were like, yeah, 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 sure. You know, yeah. like that yeah. kind of sure, you know? But that's like most kids. That's, I would say 99% of kids.
So when you told Galen, I had this dream and he wasn't freaked out, but was he like, oh shoot, I better.
Oh, it was a dream. I told him that it was like a spirit talking to me.
Yes. Yeah. Like just before you fall asleep, but awake. But so was he like, oh, this makes me realize I need to do X, Y, and Z in my own life?
I didn't think about it like that. I think he was just like finally felt like, oh my gosh, I'm really not alone.
Validated and seen, which is what intended to
like,
do.
Felt like there's like another person out there who gets it, who understands there's more to this world than just one realm that we see physically, mm-hmm. you know? And like not to be blinded by like surface. It's so easy. We're like shiny things, but there's things behind the shiny things, you know? There's energy behind it.
Do you feel like there's anyone in your current home?
There used to be. And then I rooted it out. Yeah, it used to try to trip me. And when I first came here, it told me to get out because I was trying to sage it out.
And so it did not want you here because you were basically, you could acknowledge it and try to make it leave.
Yeah. I've had that happen in other apartments too, where like, cause they'll like, it's like they get pissed because I'm like, no, I don't want you in my space.
Yeah.
I want this just my energy, like back out. And they're just like, and that's when it gets like, sometimes it's like that scary dreams, random things will start falling. Like I had one thing, actually another comedian, we lived in the same apartment, but the same room at one time at different times, but you know, the same space.
Yeah.
And I asked him and I was like, yo, did you ever see that shadow guy on the wall, like smoking a cigar? He's like, what? Like, it was like, holy shit. Like you saw it too. And he's like, well, I saw him, but he wasn't smoking a cigar. I was like, yo, he was smoking a cigar and watching me. And it was mad fucking creeps. Like, it was just like a spirit who was like, yeah, just like watching you. And you're like, ah!
And then,
hey, little perv!
Like, it was so shocking to me that it was validated by another comic, but you seem totally like, of course it was.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I feel like because it's like, I'm so open to it.
Yeah.
That I'm like, why would I, like, that's like, why would I deny someone of their reality?
What, so do you have any goals for, like, you have this special ability, clearly. Do you have, like, goals for yourself? Like, do you want to do anything with it? Or are you just trying to be, like, I'm just trying to function and do my other life goals and try to not
other life goals and try not to get bombarded with like spirits and like all of that kind of stuff, and me having to try to tune off at times, even though I'm being told to embrace it, but like trying to tune off at times to be like, I need to like do other things in my life. Like, I can't go tell that lady right there that like, that even though I know that a person passed away and they kept on talking about, they kept on smelling her, that she was there, because she's telling me now to tell you, but you're not going to believe it. And then that's weird, because we're just chilling in, you know what I mean? Like,
oh my gosh.
So it's like bombarding. Like, I one time was like working, and oh, this was the one of the stories. There was this man, and he had a shirt that said, "Yo, Adrian." And of course I was like, "Yo, Adrian," like so stupid, like obviously. And he was just like, out of nowhere, within the first 30 seconds, just felt compelled. My girlfriend of over 17 years passed away. I'm so devastated. I was like, oh my gosh. And as soon as he's talking to me, I feel something come from behind me and just like hug me. And I was like, oh, like I'd like totally like, oh my gosh, like cringe, like, oh. And like, I felt like someone put their like head like on my shoulder. Like it was pressure. Like I felt literally like a pressure.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, you're not going to believe this, but she's here.
What did he say to that?
He was like completely denial, 1,000%. He's like, but he was like, denial meets this is, then this is where I come, right? And this, and I yelled at him. I said, he goes, I keep on seeing feathers. I keep on seeing pennies. I keep on thinking it's her. I keep on having all these moments. I keep thinking it's her, but I keep denying it. It's not her, right? And I said, that's why I'm here, because I'm the only sign that can yell at you back. She is here and she's trying to communicate to you, but you're not listening. She's trying to give you all these signs, but you're just writing them off thinking that it's just a coincidence, you know? And I'm here and I can talk back to you. That's why.
I'm so surprised that he wouldn't like initially embrace it. Like a guy who's just going to pour his heart out to a stranger would then not embrace the idea that, like, I don't know, those are... Yeah. Anyway, it's surprising. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like moments like that. And you're like, at what level, you know, like, do you help people? And right. Then it's nice when like, usually older people are like, oh, we can tell like you have like the gift. You know what I mean? Cause like older people can like, especially when they're getting to a certain age, they're like, they're open to things. They're like, yep. Yeah, of course. We've seen it all. Everyone's bled. Everyone's died. Fuck. You too.
Who's the last like old person, or like, where do you meet old? I mean, I don't even, where do you meet old people?
You meet old people everywhere, girl. You just go to a playground. You're just hanging out, you know, see a cute little, what is it? I love crossing guards. Love old lady crossing guards. Why? Cause they're protectors. They're looking out. They're guardians, right? They're usually like tired. They're older ladies. They're strong. They're like, they're like, hey, stop.
Yeah.
Good for you, girl. Get it. You know, like.
And like a crossing guard will like every once in a while be like, I can sense your energy and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. It's like, it's a different world. Cause I've really leaned away from it. And like, didn't want to share it with people. Mm-hmm. And and then because people don't want to hear it. They just like, that's what it comes down to. Cause then like, then they get scared of you thinking that you're the spirit. And you're like, well, we're all spirits, silly. But.
You're like, I'm a person though also.
Yeah, but you're a person right now, you know? Like, so like you're having a person experience with a spirit inside you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're like super cool. Don't you think like other things are cool too?
So do you wish that you had not been born with this ability?
It's like at times yes, and then at times no.
Yeah,
I feel like it's there's times that I can definitely help people,
yeah,
right? And then there's other times that it feels like for me a burden. It's a Bridget burden, because no one else is seeing it. No one else is feeling it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like something terrible happened down here. I don't want to be in this basement. You know what I mean?
Does it get easier to like identify places and or feel it, like the feelings of, I don't know, like something bad happened or somebody needs me. Does that get easier with time and practice?
I would say yes, because it's like you become a natural magnet. You repel certain things and you attract certain things.
Okay.
You unintentionally, like you just like, and sometimes other magnets are attracted to you of the ones who can see and are open to it also. They're like, oh my gosh, good. Clink. And then other ones who are like,
you know, do you have any other stories that you want to tell?
There's a lot of ghost cats. I feel like people need to believe in ghost kitties. There's mad ghost kitties everywhere.
Are there any other stories that particularly affected you that you want to talk about?
I've had ones of like, I've had to help transcend people, like my pop. Okay. So he like passed away, right? He was a judge and he was like a terrible person because he's a judge.
Where was he a judge?
In Baltimore City. He was the head judge of Baltimore City. So he was like, yeah, we already know. And so I'm from Baltimore, by the way, if you can't tell from the accent sprinkled in.
I just haven't met that many people from Baltimore. And I was like wondering, I'm like, where is that accent? I'm going to figure this out.
It's very confusing. Yeah. But he was just like, you know, a shitty guy, right? Classic judge. And I knew his truth. Okay. He passed away. And then over, I would say, 7 to 9 years after his passing, okay? Mm-hmm. I never, when he died, I was like, whatever, he was a jerk. I didn't have any remorse. I wasn't upset. I was like, good riddance, ciao. Like, it was just, there was no emotion attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely honest. Not that I always have that experience, but with this person, yes. And then 9 years later, I was in their basement of my mom and mom pop's house. And I was like, that's so weird. Oh, where's the pool table, right? Cause like they already sold the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was like this bench and I look over and he was sitting there and I was like, oh, pop, what's up, right? And he got scared. It was like, he saw a ghost because I was able to see him.
Yeah.
And he got scared because somebody was able to see him. And I was like, no, pop, it's okay. And he ran away from me and he was like, ran to the other side of the basement. I was like, no, pop, it's time. It's time. It's time to go. And he was just like, and it was like, he was completely floored. Like he was like, holy shit. Like this was the judge. Like this was like, she was going to be the one saying like,
you got to go.
You got to go. Like it's time, you know, like it's time for you to go. Like, it's okay. You were a shitty guy. We accept it. We're going to move on, you know, but it's time for you to go. And I remember him being so apprehensive and then like putting his hand out. And then I woke up and it was like a bright light.
It was crazy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And did you ever experience anything with him again? Or
I actually called up my mom and dad, and my dad was saying, as soon as he started talking to me about that story, he said this hummingbirds usually don't like people, right? Because they're birds. He said it kept poking him. It kept tapping him and it was like bothering him. And so I looked up the animal totem hummingbirds, and it's like talking about like everlasting life, like transformation, going to the next side. And I was like, oh, that's pop being like, she's telling you the
truth. Oh my gosh. Is anyone else in your family like this, like you?
No, I wouldn't say it's like to the capacity. I feel like they'll have moments and they'll call me and they'll be like, Bridget, the door knocked. And I had this feeling, oh, is this what you feel? And I'm like, relax, guys. It's okay. And they're just like, oh. Like they get all like, but they know they can talk to me, but they're like all like, okay.
They like have to call the authority. Like, yeah.
No, but it's like not at all. But they like, you can tell like, they're like, making sure they're like talking like in a hidden room, like, you know, like it's not like an out loud conversation. They're like, oh, and then I was at the couch.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Well, this has been amazing. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Any other stories?
I guess for other people just out there, just like believe people, you know, and sometimes like spirits are actually trying to help you. And like, sometimes like, don't be discouraged. Like something happens because maybe it's for your best interest.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
You know, like just like, sometimes you don't realize like how many really people out there you really do have like watching over you and guarding you. And I feel like when I had like such a low moment and like had that clarification, it made me realize like I really am loved, you know, and in different dimensions, and I'm not any better than anybody else, which means everybody else has got guardians too.
Like uplifting, and I love that. And I also, one of the things that I've like learned from this podcast is that like most spirits are not evil demons trying to suck you to hell. Like most people's experiences have been either like neutral, or I mean, yeah, there's been bad ones, but like neutral or good, or so it's like, it's not every paranormal experience is a horror movie, you know?
Yeah, it's like a communicator. It's like if you spoke Spanish and someone else spoke Russian and I could speak both languages, I would be communicating, right? I'd be a translator. I'm just translating in like EMF, like stupid.
That's amazing. I love that as a metaphor. Perfect. So Bridget, where can people find you on the internet? Plug whatever you would like to plug. Just let people know.
I have Instagram. It's pretty crazy, guys. You can go on my Instagram, Bridget Mule, and then I have a website, and then you click on that, and then there's a thing called the bookshelf, and you click on that, or bookstore, and then you can go to my Amazon link, and I have different adult coloring books, and there's different themes, dinosaurs, mystical creatures, Hawaiian theme, self-care. And then there's two ones. One's about time. One's about called You're So Good because you are so good. And then a plain one that's called The Art of Suffering because you write your own suffering. And so if you want to purchase those, that would be cool. And I'm in the process of writing and getting my life together and all of that good stuff. So you'll see me in the future. Yeah, definitely.
So your website is bridgetmule.com. And is it?
Yeah. Well, I think, I need to get the right, I got to get the domain, but you can just go on my Instagram.
Okay. But it's Bridget Mule, M-U-H-L.
Yes. M-U-H-L. Yeah. And Bridget, one of each letter, like you drive over a bridge and you end it with a T.
Wonderful. Bridget Mule. Thank you so much for doing
this. Thank you so much. Yeah. And thank you for being so open and so willing to talk about this stuff, and great job, like getting other funny people out there too to do this. Like such a cool idea, and it's like super awesome. So like,
thank you.
Like cheers to you.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. Please check me out at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and Twitter, and grab a copy of One Day Smarter, Hilarious Random Information to Uplift and Inspire, my new trivia book, wherever you get your books. Have a great week.